Welcome to Saunders Pyramid to Success, the strategies for answering pharmacology questions review. Pharmacology is one of the most difficult nursing content areas to master and feel comfortable with. One reason that it is so difficult is because of the enormous number of medications available. Another reason is that there is a vast amount of information to know about each medication. Don't become frustrated. It is important to remember that it is impossible to know about each and every available medication. I am certain that you see drug handbooks in medication administration areas in the clinical setting. I am also certain that you see nurses in the clinical setting and even your nursing faculty referring to drug books when preparing medication. What you need to remember is that, yes, you will be asked about side effects and adverse effects of some medications, but this content area on the NCLEX also includes questions related to medication administration procedures, blood and blood products, central venous access devices, dosage calculation, intravenous therapies, parenteral nutrition, and pain management. It is also important to remember that most of the pharmacology questions will ask about medications that you are familiar with. However, just as with any content area, there will be those questions that contain unfamiliar medications. Do not freeze or become alarmed. Do not think that you are unable to answer the question correctly. You can answer correctly. All you need to do is to use pharmacology strategies and make that educated guess. In this audio, several pharmacology strategies are presented, and these strategies will help you answer those pharmacology questions correctly. For information about specific medication classifications and medications, I direct you to the Saunders Comprehensive Review for the NCLEX examination. This resource provides you with chapters on pharmacology for each body system and hundreds of practice questions. And practice as many pharmacology questions as you can. So, let's get started. First, read the question carefully, noting the strategic words and the subject of the question, and always use the process of elimination to select the correct option. As with any type of question, it is best to use your nursing knowledge and clinical experiences to answer the question. However, if a question appears on your examination that contains a medication name with which you are unfamiliar, use the pharmacology strategies to answer the question correctly. So, read the question carefully, note the strategic words, note the subject of the question, use the process of elimination, use nursing knowledge and clinical experiences, and use the pharmacology strategies. Next, focus on the specific subject. Is the question asking about an intended effect, a side effect, an adverse effect, or a toxic effect of a medication? The subject will make a difference in how you will answer the question and will provide you with a guide for selecting the correct answer. An intended effect is the desired and expected effect of a medication. For example, the intended effect of metoprolol, an antihypertensive, is to lower the blood pressure. A side effect is a physiological effect of a medication that is unrelated to the intended medication effects. For example, a side effect of codeine sulfate is constipation. A side effect of a medication is not usually life-threatening, and normally there are measures that will either eliminate the side effect or alleviate the discomfort associated with it. For example, if codeine sulfate was prescribed, you would instruct the client to be sure to drink fluids and consume a high-fiber diet to prevent the side effect of constipation. An adverse effect is more severe than a side effect and is always an undesirable effect. For example, an adverse effect of a penicillin type of antibiotic is hypersensitivity. An adverse effect can range from a mild effect to a severe effect, such as anaphylaxis. Adverse effects are always reported to the healthcare provider. A toxic effect of a medication, known as toxicity, occurs when the medication level in the body exceeds the therapeutic level, either from overdosing or medication accumulation. Toxic effects are always reported to the healthcare provider. Toxic effects are most often identified by monitoring the blood level for a therapeutic range of the medication. For example, the therapeutic blood level of digoxin is 0.5 to 2 nanograms per milliliter. If the blood level is greater than 2 nanograms per milliliter, the client experiences toxicity. The client will normally exhibit certain signs and symptoms that indicate toxicity, and the nurse needs to monitor for these signs and symptoms. For example, in digoxin toxicity, the client may experience gastrointestinal disturbances such as anorexia, nausea, and vomiting, or ocular disturbances such as photophobia, light flashes, or halos around bright objects. As an additional note here, another priority medication classification that is a concern with toxicity is the bronchodilators. Most of these can be easily recognized because their medication names end in the letters L-I-N-E, such as theophylline. For bronchodilators, the therapeutic blood level is 10 to 20 micrograms per milliliter, and signs of early toxicity include restlessness and an increased pulse rate. Two additional priority medications that require close monitoring because of the risk of toxicity are lithium, a mood stabilizer used to treat bipolar disorder, and phenytoin, an anti-seizure medication. For lithium, the therapeutic blood level is 0.5 to 1.3 milliequivalents per liter, and early signs of toxicity include lethargy, hand tremors, and some muscle weakness, followed by gastrointestinal disturbances. For phenytoin, the therapeutic blood level is 10 to 20 micrograms per milliliter, and early signs of toxicity include muscular incoordination, nystagmus, and diplopia. Let's review a self-check question. The question reads, metoprolol is prescribed for a client. The nurse monitors the client for which intended effect of the medication? 1. Decreased joint pain. 2. Decreased blood pressure. 3. Increased hemoglobin level. 4. Increased urine output. What did you select? Option 2, decreased blood pressure? Yes, you are correct and you did great. For this question, focus on the subject, intended effect. Next, focus on the medication and recall that it is an antihypertensive. This will direct you to the correct option. Now, if you did not know what this medication is, another strategy to use for this question is to focus on the medication name. Note the letters LOL in the generic name. Remember that medications that end in the letters LOL are beta blockers, and these medications are used to treat hypertension. Let's review another self-check question. Azithromycin has been prescribed for a client. The nurse tells the client that which side effect can occur from this medication. 1. Severe diarrhea. 2. Yellow-colored skin. 3. Abdominal cramping. 4. Yellow discoloration to the white part of the eye. What did you select? Option 3, abdominal cramping? Yes, you are correct, and you did great. For this question, focus on the subject, side effect. Next, focus on the medication and recall that it is an antibiotic. This will direct you to the correct option. Now, if you did not know what this medication is, another strategy to use for this question is to focus on the medication name. Note the letters MYCIN in the generic name. Medications that end in the letters MYCIN are a type of antibiotic, and many of these medications can cause gastrointestinal side effects. One other strategy that can be used with this question is to eliminate comparable or alike options. Option 2, yellow-colored skin, and option 4, yellow discoloration to the white part of the eye, are comparable or alike, and both indicate the presence of hepatitis, an adverse effect, not side effect, of the medication. Also, you could eliminate option 1, severe diarrhea, because of the word severe. If you note the word severe in an option, think adverse rather than side effect. Great work! So to summarize, noting the subject of the question, an intended effect, side effect, adverse effect, or toxic effect, will assist you in answering correctly. If the question addresses an intended effect, think about the intended action of the medication. If it addresses side effect, think about something that you don't want to occur, but if it does occur, it is not life-threatening and there are measures that can be taken to prevent it from occurring. Adverse effects and toxic effects can be life-threatening and are always reported to the physician. Now let's talk about two additional strategies. The first strategy is identifying a medication by its classification, and the second strategy is using medical terminology skills. Now you may ask, how will these help? Medications that belong to a particular classification have similar medication actions and usually have commonalities in their names, in their side effects, and in their nursing interventions related to administration. It is nearly impossible to learn every feature about every individual medication. Learning medications by a classification system method groups several medications with similar properties together and makes the amount of information that needs to be learned condensed and manageable. Do not try to memorize every side effect and every nursing intervention for every medication. It is best if you associate side effects with nursing interventions. What I mean by this is that you need to recognize the common side effects associated with each medication classification and then relate the appropriate nursing interventions to each side effect. For example, if a side effect is hypertension, then the associated nursing intervention would be to monitor blood pressure. If a side effect is hypokalemia, then the associated nursing interventions are to monitor the client for signs of hypokalemia and to monitor the client's potassium blood level. This strategy will make the vast amount of information that you need to remember manageable. Now you may ask, how do I know to which classification the medication belongs? The strategy of using medical terminology skills and looking at the medication name closely will help with this. If a pharmacology question appears on your examination that contains the name of a medication with which you are unfamiliar, first, you can use medical terminology to assist in determining the medication action. Next, identify commonalities in medication names that belong to a particular classification. If you can at least associate the medication with the classification, you will be able to determine the medication's action, side effects, and nursing interventions. Let's review 15 common medication classifications for you to remember. 1. Angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE, inhibitors are used to treat hypertension and heart failure. Most medication names in this classification end with the letters PRIL, such as enalapril. 2. The antilipemic medications. Most of these medication names end with the letters STATIN. Such as atorvastatin. Antilipemic medications are used to lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels. 3. Antiviral medications are used to treat viral infections, including human immunodeficiency virus or HIV. You will be able to easily recognize this classification because antiviral medications contain the letters VIR in their names, such as ritonavir. 4. Many benzodiazepines names end with the letters PAM, such as diazepam. Benzodiazepines have anxiety-reducing, sedative-hypnotic, muscle-relaxing, and anticonvulsant effects. 5. The beta blockers. Beta blockers are used to treat hypertension, angina, and dysrhythmias. Most medication names in this classification end with the letters LOL, pronounced LOL, such as atenolol. 6. Calcium channel blockers. Most medication names end with the letters PINE, such as amlodipine. Some exceptions include diltiazem and verapamil. Calcium channel blockers are used to treat hypertension, angina, and dysrhythmias. 7. The glucocorticoids and corticosteroids alter the normal immune response and suppress inflammation, and are used as replacement therapy for adrenal insufficiency and to treat various other disorders. Most of these medication names end with the letters SONE, such as prednisone. 8. Histamine H2 receptor antagonists suppress the secretion of gastric acid and are used to alleviate the symptoms of heartburn, prevent ulcers, and to treat gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. Most medication names end with the letters DINE, such as cimetidine. 9. The nitrates. Nitrates produce vasodilation and are used to treat angina. You will be able to easily recognize this classification of medications because most medications contain NITR in their names, such as nitroglycerin. 10. Proton pump inhibitors suppress gastric acid secretion and are used to treat ulcer disease and erosive esophagitis. Most of these medication names end with the letters Z-O-L-E, such as lansoprazole. 11. Sulfonamides suppress bacterial growth and are used to treat some infections. Most of these medications include S-U-L-F in their names, such as sulfasalazine. 12. The thiazide diuretics. Most of these medication names end with the letters Z-I-D-E, such as hydrochlorothiazide. Thiazide diuretics are used to treat hypertension and peripheral edema. 13. Thrombolytic medications are used to dissolve clots. Most of these medication names end with the letters A-S-E, such as Alteplase. 14. Thyroid hormones are used as replacement therapy and are used to treat hypothyroidism. Most thyroid medications contain THY in their names, such as levothyroxine. And 15. The bronchodilators. Most of these medication names end with the letters L-I-N-E, such as theophylline. Bronchodilators are used to treat respiratory disorders that cause bronchoconstriction, such as asthma, bronchospasm, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, or emphysema. Okay, let's practice using medical terminology. Now, let's review a self-check question. A nurse is collecting data from a client who is taking pantoprazole. The nurse determines that the medication is effective if the client states relief of which of the following symptoms? 1. Heartburn. 2. Constipation. 3. A nighttime cough. 4. Migraine headaches. What did you select? Option 1. Heartburn? Yes, you are correct and you did great. For this question, note that the strategic words are is effective and relief of, and the subject is the intended effect. Now, if you did not know what this medication is, another strategy to use for this question is to focus on the medication name. Note the letters Z-O-L-E in the generic name. Medications that end in the letters Z-O-L-E are a proton pump inhibitor, and proton pump inhibitors decrease the amount of acid produced in the stomach. This will direct you to the correct answer, heartburn. Let's review another self-check question. A nurse is collecting a health history on a client seen at the healthcare clinic for the first time. When the nurse asks the client about current prescribed medications, the client tells the nurse that Indinavir is taken twice daily. Based on this finding, the nurse suspects the presence of which condition? 1. Diverticulitis. 2. Peptic ulcer disease. 3. Inflammatory bowel disease. 4. Human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. What did you select? Option 4, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV? Yes, you are correct and you did great. Remember to read the question carefully, noting the subject of the question and the strategic words. In this question, the strategic words are suspects the presence, and the subject is the nurse's finding. Now, if you did not know what this medication is, another strategy to use for this question is to focus on the medication name. Remembering that many antiviral medication names contain the letters VIR will direct you to the correct answer. An additional strategy that could be used for this question is to eliminate options 1, 2, and 3 because they are comparable or alike and relate to a gastrointestinal disorder. Great work! Finally, there are some general guidelines to keep in mind as you are trying to select the correct option. Let's review these top 10 guidelines. 1. Medication absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion are affected by age and physiological processes. The older client and the neonate and infant are at greater risk for toxicity than an adult. 2. Many medications are contraindicated in pregnancy and during breastfeeding. 3. Antacids are not usually administered with medication because the antacid will affect the absorption of the medication. And grapefruit juice is not usually administered with medication because it contains a substance that will interact with the absorption of the medication. So if the question asks you to select the item that you would give the client when administering a medication, do not select the option that reads an antacid or grapefruit juice. 4. Enteric-coated and sustained-release tablets should not be crushed. Also, capsules should not be opened. Therefore, do not select options that identify crushing or opening capsules as an appropriate action. 5. Nursing interventions always include monitoring for intended effects, side effects, adverse effects, or toxic effects of the medication. So an option that identifies an assessment action may be the correct one. 6. Nursing interventions always include client education, so look for the option that includes this important nursing responsibility. Remember that the client needs to know how to correctly administer the medication, needs to be aware of the side effects of medications, and needs to know how to check his or her own temperature, pulse, and blood pressure. Also remember that the client needs to take the prescribed dose for the prescribed length of therapy and understand the necessity of compliance. 7. The nurse or client should never adjust or change a medication dose, abruptly stop taking a medication, or discontinue a medication. The nurse may withhold a medication if he or she suspects that the client is experiencing an adverse or toxic effect of a medication, but the nurse never discontinues a medication. So read carefully and do not select the option that indicates discontinuation of the medication. Also, remember that the nurse must immediately contact the physician if an adverse or toxic effect occurs. 8. The client needs to avoid taking any over-the-counter medications or any other medications, such as herbal preparations, unless they are approved for use by the healthcare provider. So, do not select options that indicate that the nurse can provide advice to the client about taking either herbal substances or over-the-counter medications. 9. The client needs to avoid consuming alcohol and avoid smoking. Never select an option that allows the client to smoke or consume alcohol. Do not be misled by this type of question. Unless the question indicates that the physician has given permission for either of these consumptions, the client is not allowed to smoke or consume alcohol. If the option reads one cigarette a day or 1 ounce of alcohol a day, don't be tempted to select these options. Remember, no alcohol and no smoking on NCLEX. And 10, the client should wear a medic alert bracelet if he or she is taking medications such as, but not limited to, anticoagulants, oral hypoglycemics or insulin, certain cardiac medications, corticosteroids and glucocorticoids, anti-myasthenic medications, anticonvulsants, and monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Now, let's review a self-check question. The nurse notes that a physician has prescribed sulfamethoxazole and trimethoprim for a client with a urinary tract infection. Which priority action will the nurse take before administering this medication? 1. Call the pharmacy to order the medication. 2. Ask the client about an allergy to sulfonamides. 3. Inform the client about the need to increase fluid intake. 4. Check the medication supply room to find out whether the medication needs to be ordered. What did you select? Option 2. Ask the client about an allergy to sulfonamides. Yes, you are correct and you did great. In this question, there are several strategies that you can use to help you answer correctly. First, note the strategic word priority, and that the subject is the action that the nurse will take. Next, note that the client has a urinary tract infection. The client's diagnosis will provide you with a clue that the medication is an antimicrobial. Also, use the steps of the nursing process. Option 2 is the only option that is an assessment action. Options 1, 3, and 4 are actions that reflect the implementation step of the nursing process. Finally, focus on the name of the medication and note the letters SULF in the medication name sulfamethoxazole and its similarity to the medication classification in option 2, sulfonamides. You did great! Let's review one final self-check question. A client taking an antibiotic calls the nurse at the physician's office and reports that he gets an upset stomach whenever he takes the medication. The nurse most appropriately tells the client to do which of the following? 1. Take the medication with food. 2. Take the medication with an antacid. 3. Take the medication on an empty stomach. 4. Stop the medication for 2 days and then resume the prescribed medication schedule. What did you select? Option 1, take the medication with food? Yes, you are correct and you did great. In this question, the strategic words are most appropriately, and the subject is the client's complaint of an upset stomach. Recalling that antacids are not usually administered with medication, and that the nurse would not tell a client to stop a medication, will assist in eliminating 2 of the options, option 2 and option 4. From the remaining options, focusing on the subject, the client's complaint of an upset stomach when he takes the medication, will assist in eliminating option 3, which is to tell the client to take the medication on an empty stomach. For this question, the nurse most appropriately tells the client to take the medication with food. Well done! This ends the Strategies for Answering Pharmacology Questions review. I encourage you to continue playing and listening to this audio review, and to review the medication chapters of the Saunders Comprehensive Review for the NCLEX examination. These chapters provide you with specific information about medications and practice questions. The Evolve Exam Review site accompanying the Saunders Comprehensive Review for the NCLEX examination will also provide you with hundreds of pharmacology questions if you select pharmacology in the Evolve Exam Review site content area. I wish you the best of luck on your nursing exams and on the NCLEX.